Somebody texts in, they already have the McRib at McDonald's, had one yesterday. Is that possible? I did 4 hours yesterday. I don't know if you saw the news, Crowder. The McRib is back as of December 3rd, and starting next week on a special website, McDonald's is selling 1 gallon jugs of the McRib sauce. This is the first time they've ever done this, and it's a limited number, and you have to get online to get them. But I'll drink that stuff like water. I mean, that McRib sauce is, because I did a Mount Rushmore of fast food sauces yesterday. I'll get to it later. But the McRib is back. Is it possible that there are some McDonald's who have them already?
Huh. You know, McRib sauce is barbecue sauce.
Mm-mm. Barbecue sauce is barbecue sauce. McRib sauce is something special.
Gracious. Barbecue.
So I'll give you a little secret. I got an email today from McDonald's. We'd like to send you one of the 1 gallon jugs of McRib sauce.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
That's pleasant.
That's nice. I told Lori, clean the bathtub. So we got a special edition. My lifelong fantasy. We are bathing in McRib sauce.
Oh, my goodness. I like it, though. Get a little frisky.
Yeah.
Put you a shower curtain down.
Listen, only one thing sexier than Lori Hockman. That's a McRib.
Put you a shower curtain down on the bed. So, you know, yeah, Jack. I like it.
I didn't know you got down like that, Hawk. Damn.
Only during McRib season. Sometimes Shamrock Shake season.
After House Hunters, he goes crazy. What is that damn show?
It's the commercial break between House Hunters and House Hunters International. Give me that 4 minute window, man. Throw it down with the best of them.
Acts of fool.
It's this weird thing that's happened, though, because I happen to be a big House Hunters fan, but now I can't watch House Hunters without thinking about Hawk having sex.
Yeah, I guarantee you, if you're watching House Hunters, I'm probably having sex. That happens to be my favorite category on YouPorn. I'm like, they must think when they're going over their analytics for the month, they're like, still getting these weird surveys for real. Someone thinks we're Zillow. I'm like Pavlov's dog when House Hunters comes on. I think Lori called Comcast, got HGTV taken off our system.
House Hunters, get you going. Yeah. Well, whatever it takes, they say.
Hey, whatever it takes. Yeah. Dude, what are those? What do you have to do where you have to go into the, was it like IVF therapy or whatever, where you have to go into the room and give your sample of semen so that they can whatever? And I believe they provide you with pornography if you want it. Hmm. But I would just ask for like Architectural Digest or something. Like, I don't know, anything. Have one of those flyers, a flyer in front of the real estate office.
Halfway through. Oh man, they bought that for way over price. What? They have to renovate that bathroom.
Like, we have Playboy, Hustler, Penthouse. Which one of these would you like? The Sunday Palm Beach Post real estate section.
Who 4-3? Oh.
Marble countertops, you say?
What's going on in room 6? I don't know, but I swear it sounds like he keeps yelling travertine.
Heated pool. Huh?
I don't know where, you just hear him yell, Adirondack chairs!
Oh my God, it's got a pergola!
Pergola! Oh my goodness. I was trying to get some going.
Like, what would you like in room six? I have Lincoln Logs. I want to put together a little something. Little. I don't know. He made a Lincoln Log house.
How did I put in the cup? Oh, I ain't fooling with y'all today. Oh, good. A weird dude, man.
Built-ins. All right, go ahead. Anything else in the headlines, Alana?
About the weirdest transition ever to Hurricanes baseball.